Good Thursday morning to our Midland University people. Welcome, Laura. Nice to have you here. Laura
Thank
Jensen,
you.
Vice President of Institutional Advancement, and you brought a character with you today.
I did. I'm so happy to bring along Steve Nairns. Steve and I connected, maybe
a year ago already.
As we're getting ready this academic year, we're celebrating 140 years of Midland University, all the way back to Midland College when it was in Atchison, Kansas. So very much a milestone year for us, and Steve and I connected as we were talking about celebratory opportunities for this and connected with the band. And so we're so excited to connect with Steve and the Nebraska All-Star Rock and Roll Band and hosting them on campus here in 3 weeks from today, actually, right?
Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't become 140 years old that often. So
You're not referring to yourself, I know.
Not at all. No, just 139.
That's crazy, though, to think that it's been 140 years. What a lot of great history there with Midland.
Oh, yeah. 1883, Atchison, Kansas, and then going all the way to, you know, Luther College when it was in Wahoo. And
yeah.
Merged in the early 60s to Midland Lutheran and, you know, who we are today at Midland University. So much has happened over 140 years and a lot to celebrate in what we've been able to accomplish.
A great institution, too, for this community.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Well, and just seems like it just keeps on growing. I mean, we're really moving forward. And I think that connection with the community is even stronger now.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, President Horner is always in her vision for the institution. We like to be relentlessly relevant, and
yes.
We can be flexible and nimble and adapt to times and making sure that we're meeting the needs of our students and meeting them where they're at.
Are you hearing from a lot of folks that are planning on attending? I mean, it's probably a lot of alumni saying, when is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's still time to get tickets. RSVP deadline is next Friday, May 10th. So we still have some room, but we've got alumni back, community folks and businesses sponsoring. So it'll be great fun. We obviously have the band and so excited to feature them. President Horner and I did watch them at another benefit, and they have so much fun.
Yeah,
they do. It's such an entertaining group, but we'll have hors d'oeuvres and a historical timeline as you enter the space. So a chance to go through a little Midland history, a live dessert auction, silent auction, a total experience. AZ & Co. here in Fremont is helping us design the event, and Andrea's fantastic. So it'll truly be just an elevated experience to celebrate and listen to great music.
So let's talk a little bit about music and how you got started into music, Steve.
Well, I got started, I guess, after the Beatles came over.
Mm-hmm.
they came over in 64, I think, in February. And I had a little band at 13 years old in the basement by June. Bought my first guitar by Mowin' Lawns, and that has evolved into a 15-piece all-star band. And the neat thing about this band is that 15 of us have been inducted into the Nebraska Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so it's people from Omaha, from Lincoln, from Columbus, Malcolm, Belgrade, all over the place. Yeah. So we have all these men and women have been performing most of their lives. So we have four horns, three saxophones, and a trumpet. Excuse me. We have three lady singers that are beautiful church gospel singers in the background that make us look really good. couple of percussionists, four guitars, a couple of keyboards, and my youngest son plays saxophone in this group. So he brings the average age of the group down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we play mostly 60s and 70s, and we'll throw in a 50s, and we'll throw in an 80s, but mostly that era from probably 68 to 72,
nice,
that kind of
nice.
Music.
And all these band members coming together, did you add a little bit at a time? Go, maybe we need some horns now.
Yeah, we added one more horn from a guy that actually played with the Smoke Ring from Lincoln. And the way we did that was one of our guys was sick for a concert we had in Columbus. And so the day before, he came in and filled in. So we just decided to keep him since we liked him so much. and we had one more lady added. But the group is originally forms other bands. There are about four or five other performance bands that are on this group.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So you'll play for a couple hours or about 90 minutes or so?
6:30 to 10:30.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, geez, like that. You're
gonna play. They'll have three sets.
Yeah, three sets. 6:30 to 10, I guess.
Yep. Doors will open at 5, give folks time to grab some food, some drinks, check out the timeline. We'll do some announcements at 6:15 and then 6:30 start the set. So they'll have an hour set there. Then we'll do dessert auction. Kick it over to the band once more.
If we can get the guys back from desserts, we'll kick in about 7:30.
Exactly. So, about three sets or so. So lots of great music, lots of time for that. And
yeah.
To hang out and get to network and enjoy. And we'll close out around 10 or so, I think.
Yeah. Laura, if people want tickets, again, best way to find those?
Absolutely. Everything's run all online. Probably easiest way is just to go to midlandu.edu, and in the search bar, just type in 140-year concert. It'll take you right to that link. Easiest way to do that. Little information about the schedule that's on there. We'll have a little VIP reception, so people can purchase tickets to that ahead of time, learn more about the band, see the schedule of events. So all of that's right on the website.
Meet the All-Stars.
Yeah, meet the stars.
Yeah.
And then click on
You have to be there.
Are you going to invite people to come up and sing with you? Or
probably not. That puts too much pressure on anybody.
I'll bet.
You know,
yeah, like, oh, what are they going to say?
We have a hard enough time on our own.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, well, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're planning on something else, but those plans are kind of falling through. So
yeah, okay.
We probably will be in there.
All right.
Yeah,
it'd be great to see you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
I don't think so. Thanks for the opportunity to share. And
yeah,
please join
you.
Us on May 23rd. Love
Very
to have
good.
You.
Hope All to right. see everybody there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big celebration. 140th anniversary for Midland University. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you.